guest today on Over the Horizon Travel Podcast is Nessa Hurley, influencer, marketing executive with Travel Counsellors Ireland, and more importantly, wife and a mother to Emmy Rose and Florence. Nessa, let's start by chatting a little bit first about family.
Hi, Emer. It's lovely to chat to you on here. When you got on to me about doing the podcast, I was totally honoured, as I said to you. I was delighted. I could talk about travel all day long. So it was a great opportunity for us as well to catch up. As you mentioned, I'm a mum. I'm currently on maternity leave. My little girl, Florence, is 4 months old. So I am enjoying all the chaos that having a little baby during a global pandemic brings.
Absolutely. And that's been, a story in itself, having the two girls and being at home and the whole lot of you, you know, in the one location, trying to cope with all that's been thrown with us over the last couple of months.
Absolutely. It's been a bit chaotic, to say the least. But I suppose it's been nice in a lot of ways. Just to kind of, I suppose, be at home, be together, don't have the crazy rush that we're used to. It's been nice. But we'll be looking forward to you know, with it all ending fairly soon too.
We are, and we'll be looking forward to the future and the future of travel. I think it's very much paramount and to the forefront of all of our lives at the moment. We're all going to be looking to escape as soon as it's safe to travel. So on that topic of travel, Nessa, when I suppose, let's just start by saying, wow, travel. I suppose for both of us, it's part of our career. But when I say to you and mention the word travel, what emotion comes up for you, I suppose, instantly?
Well, you just used the word that I would have used. You said escape. And the emotion that comes up for me is, it's not even emotion, but it's a feeling of pure escapism. I literally get giddy at the thought of, you know, getting on a plane and just getting out of here. And just, yeah, pure escapism, whether it's myself, whether it's with my friends, whether it's with my husband and family, or, you know, whatever it is. I love travel. As you were saying, I worked in travel, but even long before I worked in travel, I did a good bit of traveling. It's funny because I don't particularly like the travel part of traveling. So I'm not a great flyer. I just, you know, it's like I can't wait to get to the destination. I can't wait. I love that very first morning, particularly if you're flying all day or overnight, and you know, the very first morning you wake up in your destination and you have a whole day ahead of you. It just feels, it's really special. And I suppose, as I said, I don't love the travel part of traveling, but what I do absolutely love is the planning and the preparation for any kind of trip, whether it's just a weekend break or whether it's a longer holiday. I spend a lot of time planning them.
Yes, it's the planning and the looking forward to, isn't it? I think it's the initial thing that we're...
Absolutely, yeah. Like, it's mad because thinking back now here, my last trip abroad was November 2019. So, like, it seems so long ago now that we're in 2021.
Yes.
But yeah, that was my last trip because I... Obviously, we got into the new year and travel stopped kind of pretty much in probably the March. But yeah, my last trip away was in November 2019. I went to somewhere really, really, a really cool place. I ended up in Bermuda. It was actually my second year in a row going there. I have to laugh because I went for a rugby tournament. I have absolutely zero interest in rugby, but I was never such a fan of rugby when there was a free trip to Bermuda included. I remember just being like, "Hey, I love rugby, I'll go."
Yeah.
But so it's a really great place. I had never even considered Bermuda as a place to visit
yes,
before.
Yes, it's very much.
I went.
a spot that wouldn't be huge on the Irish kind of radar of spots to go, probably because we kind of gravitate more towards Caribbean, but for sure. But Bermuda, how was that trip for you both?
So it was, I went over with my husband and there was like a big gang of us. It was wild. The first trip was wild. It was like a big group of Irish people over for a rugby tournament representing Ireland. In a hot country with beautiful beaches, we had a great time. But it's such a gorgeous place. It's so wealthy. Oh my gosh, the wealth there is just, it's just something else. But it's a different world there. But what I loved, I'm all about, when I get to a place, I just want to discover it. But you could stay in your hotel for the week and just be in awe of the place with the views. The whole island is just covered in pastel colors. All the buildings are pastel colors. They all have to have white roofs. The beaches are incredible. They're exactly what you'd imagine them to be, white sand, turquoise waters, just really beautiful. There's so much greenery on the island, something I didn't expect as much. We went around the island on little mopeds. There's very little cars on the island. It was just so special. So that was my last trip. And I am itching to get into the sky and to go somewhere.
Absolutely. I think that will resonate with us all very much. Just bringing you back a little bit, Nessa. And I know you spoke there so eloquently and beautifully and just have these lovely visions in my mind about Bermuda. But go back to very early travel memories. If I was to ask you the question, your best childhood memory, was that away or was it in Ireland? Or tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I have definitely gorgeous memories, childhood memories from Ireland. We would have done quite a lot of time in West Cork, but I was really lucky as a child in the 90s because my parents loved to travel too. So, they brought us on foreign holidays, which a lot of people didn't do back then. One of my the standout childhood memory for me was actually a trip to Alvor in Portugal.
Beautiful.
We literally just went there for 2 weeks. Stereotypical, stayed in a park hotel. It wasn't anything fancy, but we just had the best time. And what the beaches made such a huge impression on me. I remember I'd say I was probably about 10 or 11 when I first went there. And I remember when we got engaged, myself and my husband Dennis, we decided pretty much as soon as we got engaged that we'd get married abroad. And he said, where will we even start? And I was like, we'll get married in Alvor.
Yes.
Where's Alvor? I was like, it's this incredible place in the Algarve. And he was like, all right, okay, why there? And I just the beaches are beautiful. And it had been, 20 years since I'd been there. So I just remember them vividly. We spent an awful lot of time on the beach. I'd be a big sea person. You'll probably notice throughout all of this, my holidays tend to revolve around the sea or beaches. I don't particularly like lying out on the beaches, but I just love being by the sea. That is definitely a childhood holiday that stands out, a childhood travel that stands out by a mile.
And isn't it lovely then, just as you alluded to there, how that childhood memory, that beautiful memory of those beautiful beaches, that resonated with you again at a beautiful time in your life when you were newly engaged and you were planning, to look at a destination abroad for a wedding, that lovely feeling came floating back to you. That's the beauty of travel, I think, really, is that how it impacts our lives as the different parts of our lives evolve, for sure. Talk to me about your time in Dubai. Interesting. You've lived abroad, Nessa Hurley.
We did. So we didn't last very long, mind you. But we lived in Dubai for, it was about a year and a half in the end. people are like, what took you to Dubai? And so basically, my husband Dennis was playing professional rugby for about 10 to 12 years. He'll kill me, I should know that. But yeah, it was around that. And we'd always said, once he retired, that we would go off and live somewhere abroad, because we never did, I suppose, the Australia or the Canada, or even just, you know, the summers together heading off. So we said, once he retired, we would try to live abroad. And, you know, it's so nice to be back home in Ireland and just to be able to, like, travel. So, yeah.
Yeah,
so
it's nice
we're
to
home
be
now.
Home now, and Florence arrived on the scene just a couple of months ago. But so now, I suppose your holidays, we'll say prior to this, you were off with, you know, in Bermuda having the good time with the gang, and now the world is your travel plans are slightly different. Being a mom of two young kids, obviously the last year you haven't traveled much because none of us have. But any family holidays that spring to mind that you just went, wow, you know, with the kids, that, or even with Emmy Rose and early on, that you thought, wow, you know, this is a place for sure that, you know, has left an interesting impact on me, or you know, is ideal in the sense of traveling as a family. Is there anything that comes to mind, Nessa?
Definitely. So Emmy Rose is a very traveled young lady, I might add. Obviously she lived in Dubai for a while. And there's two holidays that I'll quickly mention. But to say her first ever holiday, we brought her to the Martinale Resort in Sagres.
Yes, I know it.
Beautiful. We love Portugal. So yeah. I'd go to Portugal for every holiday if I could.
It's very interesting because so would I. I've been to those two areas as well, and it's my go-to place in Europe too, absolutely. Yeah.
Same. There's just everything there. I really love it as a country to visit. But we went to the Martinale Resort down there, and oh my God, it is absolutely phenomenal for families. So to be honest, I have to put my hand up and say I'm a total holiday snob. Like when I go away, want to go somewhere really lovely. Like we don't go away that often. You know, some people would go on lots of holidays all year round. We try to go on maybe two really nice trips. But I really like to stay somewhere really nice, which was grand before kids. But it is definitely harder since having children to go to a really nice resort, boutique-y, and then also it to be suitable for children. And the Martinale group have that down to a fine art. It was a beautiful hotel, so I got my decor of dreams.
It's in
the most beautiful setting. Like, I think you said you've been in Sagres, so
have,
it's such a gorgeous, like, rugged, gorgeous landscape. So the resort is just perfect for families. Now, you know, it's a luxury resort, so it's a treat. But as a parent, you actually get like to enjoy a holiday. There's kids clubs. There's, you know, lots of things to do for kids. The bar is literally looking onto our playground. Emmy Rose was only a baby at the time, so we didn't get to really utilize it as we'll say. We saw parents with toddlers and older kids, and I was saying, gosh, we'll have to come back when she's a bit older. But it's a great place, and as I said, I'd go to Portugal the whole time if I could. We always rent a car whenever we go to Portugal, and you know, we did a little trip around, and we brought Emmy Rose to the church we'd been married in, and it was all very lovely. But then another memory I have, which is in stark contrast to that, but also an incredible holiday, was we brought Emmy Rose to Sri Lanka when she was two.
Wow, I didn't know. That's fabulous.
Like, everyone just laughs when I say that, because, you know, people think of Sri Lanka as, like, you know, out in the, you know, out doing the elephant treks and, you know,
visiting
on
the temples.
The little
tuk-tuk.
Which obviously we didn't get to do, you know, I suppose a lot of the tourist things that you would do in Sri Lanka when we brought her. But, oh my God, I absolutely loved Sri Lanka. Again, going back to me saying that I love to stay in nice hotels, I booked the hotel and it was like this beautiful beachside boutique hotel, this gorgeous old house that had like been transformed into this like really a small hotel. I think there was only about 6 rooms in it, but like it was gorgeous. It was literally like the worst kind of accommodation I could have booked for a very wild 2-year-old.
Yes.
It was marble everything. The pool was totally exposed. The beach, there was like, you know, you could just run down onto the beach. But it was gorgeous. But Dennis still, to this day, my husband, he still brings it up. You know, if I ever mention about, let's go on holidays, he's like, yeah, I'm booking the hotel. It has to have a kids club. You know, it's funny. Yeah. But we brought her there, and whilst it wasn't what most people would experience on a, you know, a kid-free or even an older kid, because I have friends who have brought older children to Sri Lanka, and they've gone and done all the temples and the treks and stuff. We didn't, but it was just, it was a really great trip. And Emmy Rose, like, it's weird. She's 5 now, just 5, but she'll still say, remember when we were in Sri Lanka? and she'll randomly bring up stuff. So,
So the journey begins again for her. You know, the whole loop continues of that, you know, that lovely thing about how travel can, you know, has such an impact on our lives at different stages. And there's a classic example of it again. Like they're the wheel turns once again, you know, for Emmy Rose. Yeah. I mean, you know, definitely she'll be one to interview for the future.
I know.
Yeah.
She'll keep it up.
She'll keep it up. But like that's how it starts. And I suppose that's why I always try to go back to the childhood and where it starts and how it progresses. And, you know, for you. But on the Sri Lanka, it's completely unspoiled natural beauty, isn't it? Like they don't even have to work at the boutique thing. It's just inherent there, isn't it, in the landscape and all of it.
Yeah. We were really really blown away by it, I have to say. I always say I love food. And I think that's as well why I go back to Portugal a lot. I love the food and wine in Portugal.
Yeah.
But Sri Lankan food, I just thought was absolutely gorgeous. We could have just eaten our way around Sri Lanka. As you said, it's wild and it's just beautiful, and the people were beautiful. Like,
yeah. What's on the bucket list for Nessa and Dennis and the children? Anything in the head that you're thinking? Wow, when, you know, I suppose short term, we'll all be looking to just get on a plane and
anywhere.
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 The plane to nowhere. And it'll probably be some of us, you know, it'll be to familiarity, like going back to the, you know, to Portugal where it all, it's there and it's easy. But I suppose further afield, as we start to find our groove again in sense of travel, you know, in a year's time, is there somewhere that's just that, wow, that's somewhere on my radar that I've always thought, wow, if I got the opportunity, somewhere I'd like to go as a family, maybe, or as a couple.
Yeah, so there's an endless list of places.
I thought there might be. Emer,
like, I'm itching to go to so many places, and I really have the mindset that having children isn't going to stop that. Obviously, like, Florence is going to be, even next year, she's still only going to be very young. But I want to be a family that does travel and that does do long haul and isn't afraid of long haul, because as hard as the long haul flight can be with kids, like, you forget about it as soon as you get to the destination. So I've actually never been to Australia, which is, you know, a lot of people haven't, but then so many people have. And I've had, like, my brother lives there and Dennis's sister lives there, and we never got out there, so yeah. We're both really we'd both really like to go there. I got as far as Fiji and Vanuatu, would you believe, but I never got to Australia, so that's one I'd love to do. I've always had a yearning to go to Southeast Asia. Again, I would love to to do that with kids. I have, you know, I suppose colleagues and travel counselors as well as friends who have done a lot of that kind of travel with family. The big thing though for Dennis and I, we've been chatting about it nonstop, and it's kind of the thing that's getting us through lockdowns and all this, is we both said we'd love to do like a family trip when this is all over. And when I say family, I mean, you know, our parents, our siblings, and us all head off somewhere. And we keep saying Mexico. Dennis and I have been to Mexico back in our freer days. We've been to Cabo and the one that everyone talks about, Cancun. But
yes,
we loved it. Like, I loved Mexico. So the two of us keep saying, wouldn't it be amazing to like plan a holiday with both our families to like a resort in Mexico? Well, like, my family are up for it. The hotels there are great in that, you know, they definitely cater to all age groups. And there's so much, I think, personally about Mexico that appeal. You know, there's all sorts of different things for everybody. So that's like our little thing now that we're trying
planning.
To focus on.
It's interesting. I was asked that exact question recently, and it's something I feel, you know, that's definitely very much the trend for 21/22 will be this multi-generational holidays, because we will all, I suppose, have learned the value and, you know, just how important our families are to us. Not that we didn't before, but I think it's just been reinforced now more than ever. So, but for sure, if you were to pick a location, you know, in a long-haul location, you're 100% right when you say Mexico, because the accommodation there does, you know, allow, say, you know, it caters for all age brackets. The facilities are good, and within the wider area, there's a lot of scope for interesting stuff to see and do.
It's so funny because I literally have a whole folder in Instagram dedicated to Mexico and to hotels. And I showed it to Dennis one day, and he's like, no. All these like beach boutique hotels. He's like, no, we're going to like one of these all-inclusive big hotels that have like music for, you know, people, that have kids, that have all sorts of things. But yeah, it's funny. But that's
somewhere in the middle, you'll find the exact right location.
As you said, it'll just be, it's literally about getting away with family. Because as you said, like, this whole experience has taught us that like family is so important. And you know, before I would have been like, oh, let's get away with friends and let's go here on our own. Whereas now I'm just like, no, let's, like, life is short. Let's all try to get away as a family and stop putting it off. You know, everyone puts these things off. Oh, we'll do that next year. We'll do that next year. And, you know,
a lot has changed with the world, you know, and it has. And a lot of people say, but it's all going to be so different. But to me, while, you know, change, what's the important things haven't changed. The important things such as family and unity and all of that, and that hasn't changed in any way, and it's just a matter of harnessing that now, and as you said, not putting off what we've been doing, and to go forth, and it's almost like beginning again too, you know, a sense of just, you know, taking this new world that we're about to embrace with travel, and making it better, making the trips more meaningful, like enriched experienced travel. That's kind of the way I see it, that we'll take trips that, you know, make moments that matter, you know, with our loved ones. And for sure, you know, it's definitely an exciting time ahead for travel in every sense.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I've got this big stupid like dreamy smile on my face here thinking about it, you know.
Yes.
Thinking about everyone getting on a plane and that lovely holiday feeling. You actually, if you could bottle it up, like, you can't beat that feeling of butterflies in your tummy when you're like getting on a flight. For me anyway, and I know for you too, because you're a great traveler.
The butterflies in the stomach and that lovely feeling of, you know, particularly if you're traveling with your family, you look around and there's your family and you're heading off on this wonderful adventure together. You know, so beautiful lady, who has the absolute, the way I would describe you sitting here is the lady who loves the boutique hotels, the beautiful beaches, and has such a passion for the food that the world and travel offers. Nessa Hurley, thank you so much for taking the time. It's been an absolute pleasure to spend this time with you chatting about what we both love, that is travel. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marie. It has been a pleasure.